Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Virginia Grant. She is the coordinator of the Caregivers Festival, which is going to be on April 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Senior Recreational Center here in Gainesville, Florida. She's also the founder of Assurance, a nonprofit organization that helps people find resources that they need because caregiving can be stressful. So tell us a bit about this brand new festival. This is the inaugural year. And how did this come to be?
Yes. Thank you, Sue, first of all, for having me today. The Caregivers Festival came together because my sister unfortunately suffered an anoxic brain injury, and I was thrust into the role of a caregiver very unexpectedly. Through my time as a caregiver, I just realized that one of the things that is missing is community and support for family caregivers. So this event is a day for caregivers just to unwind, relax, have some respite, and just take care of themselves for a moment.
Wow, that's great. So how many vendors do you have coming to this event?
Great question. I am over 30, I think 33 to be exact.
Oh, my word, really?
Yes, the community has really stepped up to support this event. So we have lots of vendors and people that just want to come out and show their love and their support for family caregivers. And at the same time, connect them to needed resources so that they have the answers that they need when their loved one needs something.
That's great. So who are some of the attendees? I guess the various organizations. Who are some of those that are coming?
Yes, great question. Thank you. Well, first, I have to recognize the City of Gainesville. The City of Gainesville is our presenting sponsor, and as a matter of fact, the mayor is proclaiming April 18th as Caregivers Appreciation and Awareness Day. So they will definitely be on board. We also have several assisted living facilities. Altrusa will be there. The list just goes on and on. We have several home health care agencies that are coming out. We have community agencies that provide support. Elder Care will be there. Elder Options will be there. Some of the places that can just really plug caregivers into what they need as they provide care for their loved ones.
You know, I've heard about caregiver resources, but I've never heard about everyone being in one location at one time. How did you come about doing this?
Yeah, I came about doing this because I realized, most importantly, caregivers need community. And the way for us to build that community is for the entire community to be aware of the need. So I felt like this event is an opportunity not only to love on family caregivers, but also to bring awareness. So by inviting the entire community to come out, then we're building a network. And in this network, I see it as an opportunity that on our day-to-day life, we will be more aware of and more supportive of caregivers. So often, coworkers who are family caregivers, and we're not paying attention to it, and we're not understanding their needs. But this festival will not only support the caregiver, but it will bring awareness to those who are surrounding the caregiver, and they will learn and know, oh, let me step in, let me offer support, let me see how I can assist this family caregiver.
So you focus on respite care as well.
Absolutely.
Because I know a lot of people get really exhausted. My father had dementia before he passed away, and it was really trying. Of course, he was at home. But, you know, after a while, you just need someone to step in and help you.
Yeah, not even after a while, Sue. Sometimes day one, you need somebody to come in and just assist and help out. So, yes, we are really big on respite. After we finish up the Caregivers Festival, we will create a fundraising campaign where we will be raising funds specifically to provide respite to our caregivers.
Oh, that's wonderful. I noticed on your list you're going to have some inspiring speakers. Who might that be?
Yeah, so we have several, but one in particular is a family caregivers coach. Her name is Tamara Stokes. She's actually coming down from North Carolina to give a presentation on how to organize yourself and how to prepare for doctor visits, financial planning, just She has this thing, it's called Build Your Own Binder, where she helps you to put together all of the forms that you need as you enter into your caregiving journey. And if you're already into your caregiving journey, how you can get better organized so that if you go to a doctor's appointment, all your information is right there, all the medications and any information, insurance, all of that stuff is in one place.
I guess organizing medications was always a kind of a challenging feat, and it's like amazing what some people take
And what it's for and when to take it. And yes, the list goes on and on.
And if you don't do it at the right time, it has consequences.
Right, yes.
So that's neat. So that's one of the many speakers you'll have?
Yeah, we have about 10 speakers coming. We're going to have workshops throughout the day, different topics on hospice and what's the difference in hospice and palliative care. We're going to have someone speak on being aware of yourself during the caregiving journey and when you do need to take a pause and take a break and do some self-care. So lots of topics for every stage of the caregiving journey.
So how much room do you have available in this facility? It sounds like it might be a little bit of a crowd coming in.
It is hopefully going to be a huge crowd coming in, but it's from 10 to 2. So I'm sure we'll have waves of people and they'll come in and out throughout the day. So trust me, we'll have more than enough room to accommodate.
And it's on a Saturday,
It's
too.
On a Saturday.
And what about parking?
Oh, parking at the Senior Rec Center is awesome. They have plenty of space.
And I saw the address is 5701 Northwest 34th Boulevard. So
yeah.
It's a fairly new building, I think. I mean, just maybe 5 or 6 years old, but
yeah,
it's
I'm
a
not
nice
sure.
facility.
It's a beautiful facility. It's right across from that Walmart that's up in North.
Ah, okay. There's a landmark that people can follow. That's really good. So you have local vendors and you have a chance to connect with other caregivers. So you're going to try and put people into a network of, you know, what are you doing? What am I doing? That kind of thing.
And how we can support one another. Like I say, I'm so big on building community. I think that there are caregivers that can support one another. I'm sure in the same community, there's someone that's taking care of their mom that maybe has dementia, and somebody else is taking care of their spouse that might have another illness or another need. And if we can bring these caregivers together and they help one another, well, maybe one sits with the family, the loved ones one day, another one sits with the loved ones the next day, that in itself creates that respite that they so badly need sometimes and that support.
It creates a community.
Community, yes.
That's great. You also mentioned that you have live entertainment. Who by chance is coming?
Being that I'm on WUFT, I will speak of a University of Florida student that reached out to me. His name is Abraham. He's a student at UF, and he volunteered to provide live piano music for us.
Oh, nice.
So he's going to start the day off. He's going to set the tone. He's going to set the mood for the day. And then we're just going to keep moving from there.
That's probably the right kind of music, too, to kind of calming and
ease into it.
Beautiful,
yes.
Atmosphere.
Absolutely.
That's great. Well, I'm glad that so many people are jumping in to help you. And the resources pretty much are endless in this community. Well, endless probably in the state of Florida too, because it's an aging population.
It's an aging population, absolutely. But the thing is also is that sometimes when we think of family caregivers, we do think of the aging. But for us, we also want to support moms of special needs children. We want to...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Because that never ends there.
No. And you know, their children, they're mothers, they're thought of as mothers, but they're also, and fathers, but they're also caregivers because they have a little more added responsibilities and duties than the another mom that whose child does not have special needs. So special needs moms, spouses whose loved ones may have had an injury or an accident unexpectedly that may have left them in need of care. So we cover the entire gamut of caregivers and the different stories that we hear throughout.
Well, if people want to sign up for this, where do they go?
Yeah, they can go to Eventbrite or they can visit our website. Our website is assurancegnv.org. So that's assurancegnv.org.
And the Eventbrite site, what did they search for there? Caregivers Festival?
Caregivers Festival, yep. And we pop up first.
And the portal is open now.
Yes, it is open for registration. Yes, it is.
And of course, the event is free, but Is registration required?
It is not required. It is requested, but it's not required. So if you don't register, please come out anyway.
Yeah, it's good for planning purposes.
Yeah.
To have that little extra information.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about Assurance and how you founded this nonprofit and how people in the community can benefit from the various services, because there's always a lot more to learn that you think you know it all, but you don't.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Virginia Grant. She is the founder of Assurance GNV, and she's also the coordinator of the Caregivers Festival, which is going to be on Saturday, April 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. But this all got started when she founded this new organization. And what exactly is Assurance?
Assurance is a nonprofit that provides support and access to resources for family caregivers. Our goal is to help them to realize the importance of self-care and to also help them to navigate the transitions of care to help them avoid burnout, fatigue, isolation, just so that it emotionally is a more positive experience for the family caregiver.
So why did you decide to do this?
I decided to do this because I was a caregiver for my sister for 4.5 years. She suffered an anoxic brain injury, which left her total care, but I did not want to put her into a nursing home. So as a family, we agreed that we would bring her home. I brought her home, and thus my caregiving journey started. I look back and I realize that it was my support system that helped me to get through. And I want Assurance to be that support system for other family caregivers. I think that as a caregiver, when you have a team or a support or community around you, your experience will be much more enjoyable. You'll still be able to create memories with your loved one, and you will provide better care for your loved one.
So if someone wanted to seek out the resources that you have available, what would they do?
Okay. If they wanted to get resources through us or contact me directly, my cell phone is 352-208-4894. And they can also visit our website, which is assurancegnv.org.
Wow, that's great. So tell us a little bit more about maybe some personal stories, how people contacting you, it's made an incredible difference.
Yeah, so we're a young organization, but fortunately we have come in contact with some caregivers and have been able to provide support to them. One family in particular, a young lady came to me, and her father is aging. He has dementia. And, you know, at some point in time, sometimes dementia becomes unsafe for the person with it, and we are not always able to provide care for them at home anymore. Well, this particular person was trying really hard to keep her father home with her. She had made a promise to him, and just the culture of their family, nursing facilities, assisted living facilities, was not in their vocabulary.
And she also expensive, too.
And it's expensive as well. So she was just struggling with the whole concept or idea or even having to consider placing him somewhere. So she reached out to us, and we began just working with her, helping her to explore the different facilities, learning more about the dynamics of the facility, but most importantly, helping her to resolve the emotions that she was struggling with internally and to deal with that guilt that she was experiencing so that she was better able and better prepared emotionally to transition her father into a facility. So we got him there, we walked her through it, and she realized that was the best decision for her father, and she felt a lot healthier emotionally doing that.
You mentioned earlier that you also have some online seminars or webinars.
Yes, we meet every Monday online for what we call a check-in call. It's basically a support group, but it's an opportunity for us as caregivers, because I still consider myself a caregiver. As a matter of fact, I'm caring for my mom right now. So we as caregivers come together, we talk about our celebrations. You know, we want to remind ourselves the good things that we're doing. And we also talk about our challenges. So together we maybe can problem solve and realize the challenge is not nearly as big as we think it is by ourselves.
So it sounds like even though you've not been formed for very long, You have success stories already mounting.
Yeah, we are. And that's what I'm so appreciative of. Gainesville is such a loving and supported community that when you create something where there's a void in the community, our community really rallies around. And for us, because we do so many things virtually, we get to expand beyond even the greater Gainesville area. So it's very exciting.
So you said you kind of serve a large portion of North Florida, Alachua, Marion, and Bradford counties, but I guess virtually you could serve people anywhere in the world?
Yeah, we've actually had people sign on to our check-in call from the UK. So yeah, there's no boundaries when you go virtual.
Wow, it's amazing that it is an international issue that people need to take care of.
Oh yeah, it is, absolutely. It absolutely is.
Wow. So do you have plans to grow this as more people have awareness of your business?
Oh, yeah. We are definitely going to grow. We are actively building partnerships throughout the community. We are building a relationship with the Altrusa House. You know, that is a place for adult daycare. So we plan on going in there, doing events with their family caregivers while the Altrusa House provides respite for the loved one. We realize that it's usually difficult for the family caregiver to get out because they cannot leave the loved one alone all the time. So we are building those relationships where we can provide respite for the family, whether it's them bringing the loved one to the event with them, or if it's us paying for the respite care to be provided in the home. So yeah, we're definitely growing. This is just the beginning of what we'll be doing.
So you're always looking for grant opportunities as well and volunteers maybe?
Yes, definitely. Grants, volunteers, partners, yes. We need to build community for our family caregivers. And as we build that community, we need to build a community of what I call lifelines. And those are the people around the caregiver that can provide support to them.
What would you say? How many people have you served so far?
We have served about 25, 27 people right now, families. And
of course, you've just started.
We just started. We have just started. And that's just those people who come to our support group on a regular basis. There are others that I just kind of have a conversation with here and there. There's others that visit our website and they just need a link to a resource. So the number is definitely bigger than that. But like you say, we're still growing. So I'm very optimistic and very excited for how we will be able to reach the caregivers.
And I think you won't run out of prospects.
You won't run out.
Sadly, you won't run out of prospects. So tell us once again what's happening on April 18th.
Yeah, so April 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is our Caregivers Festival. It will be at the Senior Recreation Center just on Northwest 34th Boulevard, 5701 Northwest 34th Boulevard, I believe to be exact. Across from the Walmart. People can register at Eventbrite or they can visit our website, which is assurancegnv.org.
That's great. And if they want to find out more about services and the webinar opportunities, other, I guess, online seminars
yes.
is probably a better way to put it, and your weekly check-in, what is the website for that?
Again, the website is assurancegnv for Gainesville.org, or I can be called directly, 352-208-4894.
That's great. I'm assuming you have other events on the horizon after this one?
We do. Nothing locked in right now. The festival has been a huge undertaking because we just really wanted to focus on it. We wanted to make sure that we had all of the resources in the community, and we also wanted to make it fun. Like, we have tons of door prizes that have been donated. We have activities for the caregivers when they come out. So everybody's going to be really impressed with the work that has gone into this event.
That's great. Well, I hope in the future, if you have other events or just want to tell us more about how Assurance has grown, please come back.
Absolutely. I will. Thank you so much, Sue, for inviting me back.
Thanks, Virginia. And that is the Caregivers Festival, April 18th. Mark it on your calendar.
That was Virginia Grant, founder of the nonprofit organization Assurance and coordinator of the Caregivers Festival on April 18th in Gainesville. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.